Blessed is our God at all times, now and always, and forever and ever.
Amen.
With the souls of the righteous who repose in peace, grant rest, O Savior, to the soul of your servant, and bestow upon him the blessed life which is from you, O lover of mankind.
Within your peace where all your sins repose, grant rest, O Savior, to the souls of your servants. For you alone are immortal.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You are our God, who descended into Hades, and released the bonds of the suffering captives. O Savior, grant rest also to the soul of your servant.
Now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. O Mother of God, the only Virgin Immaculate and pure, you inevitably have given birth to God. Intercede with us for the salvation of the soul of your servant.
Have mercy on us, O God, in your great mercy. We pray to you, hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Again, let us pray for the repose of the soul of the departed servant of God, Gregory, and that to him may we be restored, we transgression, both delivered and in deliverance.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
That the Lord God may grant his soul to rest where the just repose.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Let us ask the mercies of God, the kingdom of heaven, and the forgiveness of his sins, and the dwelling with Christ, our immortal King and God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord have mercy.
O God of all spirits and of all flesh, who have destroyed death, overcome the devil, and given life to the world, grant, O Lord, to the soul of your servant Gregory, who has departed from this life, that he may rest in a place of light, in a place of happiness, in a place of peace, where there is no pain, no grief, no sighing. And since you are a gracious God and a lover of mankind, forgive him every sin he has committed by thought, word, or deed. For there is no one, no man, no woman who lives and does not sin. You alone are without sin. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your word is true. For you are the resurrection and the life and the repose of your departed servant, O Christ God. And we render glory to you, together with your eternal Father and your all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever.
Amen.
O Christ God, with the saints, grant rest to the soul of your servant. no sighing, but everlasting life.
A reading from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Thessalonians.
Wisdom, let us be attentive.
Brethren, we would not have you ignorant concerning those who are asleep, lest you should grieve like others who have no hope. For if we believe Jesus died and rose again, so with God will bring those also who have fallen asleep through Jesus. For those we say to you in the word of the Lord that you have lived, who have survived the Lord's coming, shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with cry of command, with voice of archangel, and with triumph of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ shall rise up first. Then we who live, who survive, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord.
Peace be to you, O reader.
Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
nor for a priest, it is never a welcome occasion on the surface to talk about losing someone, especially to who has lost someone that they have loved, they have cried with, they have laughed with, they had good times and not so good times with. It's not easy to let people go from our lives because they were part of our hearts. They were part of our lives. They were part of our breath. They gave us life. And it leaves a void, it leaves a hole in our hearts. And the reading that was read of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, he says to them, I want to tell you about death so that you do not lose hope like those who have no hope. So he was trying to reassure people of the promise that Christ gave his people when he was here on earth for the 3 years of his ministry. He promised that we would have eternal life. We would live forever. We would live in the kingdom, the original plan of God. Because it wasn't part of his plan that we should get sick and die. No, he created our first parents, Adam and Eve. He wanted to be able to share with them on a daily basis conversation. He wanted to share his love because he created them out of love. When you leave the church in the narthex, the entrance of the church, there's a whole history of Genesis. A story of love. A story of the lover and the beloved. God created and he chased after Adam and Eve. Even though they committed the sin of pride and they disobeyed him, he couldn't bear to be without them. The lover always wants to be with the beloved. And so he provided a way. He sent his only son, Jesus, to bring us back. To bring us back to the original plan that he had for us. And we know, this is flesh and blood. Huh? We know that we make mistakes every day. We fall a zillion times. And God, the Creator, knew that we would fall. And yet he still loved us and wanted to have us with him. In confession, when people come to me and they share the things that have been sitting on their minds and their chests, I tell them all the time that no matter how many times we turn our backs to God, he's always there with his hand outstretched to take us back. No matter how many times we slam that door in his face and say, I don't need you, he's always there ready to take us back, to welcome us, to embrace us, because he has a love for those he created. And so it was with Gregory. I did not know him. So I had to depend on Amanda, his daughter, and other people who gave me insight to what Gregory was all about, what made him Gregory. And we know. We know that in our lives, all of us, to different levels, we have our peaks, and we have our valleys. That's what life is all about. Ups and downs. And some of us are able to pick ourselves up, to keep ourselves above water,
and to hope. Some of us have more struggles, but still have hope. Amanda told me that when she brought her daughters to their grandfather and said that they were going to a Catholic school, that he said, thank God they're going to be taught about a loving God. A non-believer would not say that. A non-believer would not have that kind of faith and trust and hope. So we believe and trust that Gregory was a believer. He had faith, he had hope. And life was unfair to him. The decisions he made weren't exactly the best. But you know, who will be the judge? That's God's role to judge. It's not our role. All of us do things that we're not happy about, that we're ashamed about sometimes. But that's part of life. That's part of life. So even though his journey may not have been on the straight and narrow, he always had within his heart a belief, a trust. And that same trust is what brought him back to his church. This was his parish. He was baptized here. He brought his children up here. Amanda got married here. She had a first one here. So there's a lot of memories in this parish, within these walls, of years past when Gregory came here. He comes for the final time to be able to be embraced by his God, to be taken back into that plan, in those icons, in the narthex, to be brought back to that garden, that place of paradise, the place that each and every one of us is trying to get back to. The thing is, he beat us. He got there before us. So yes, we grieve, we mourn, we hurt, we cry, but we should be happy at the same time that he has now found rest in his God and his Creator. In the theology of the Byzantine Church, we say, may his memory be eternal. A lot of our own people don't understand that. They think that we're supposed to remember forever. If we can do that, fine. But it's God's memory. We hope that he will be remembered forever in God's memory. And that's the hope, that's the trust, that's the faith, that's the belief as Christians that we have. That God will still extend his hand, no matter what, and bring us back to where he originally planned for us to be. So yes, the church feels for your emptiness, but also wants you to understand what St. Paul said to his people. Don't grieve without hope. Don't grieve without faith. Don't grieve without the promise that's our anchor. That's what we hold on to. This is what is going to carry us in life. So that in the mourning, in the grieving, in the hurting, in the remembering of little things that were part and parcel of Gregory's life, that we remember that he trusted in God, and God fulfilled his promise. Gregory made a lot of friends in different circles, different areas, and a lot of people, you know, shared their feelings with Amanda that he touched them out of his own hurt. He touched them in their hurt and they claim that he helped them. So sometimes our tragedy, I believe, our tragedy, our crisis, good things always result. And so perhaps there was a reason for what he went through. There was a reason on how he lived his life. There was a reason because he became the door for others to knock at. He became the door to be open for other people to be able to be touched and healed. So we say thank you, Gregory. Thank you, God, for creating such a person. So may his memory be eternal. Keep the hope, keep the trust, remember him. Remember some of the things that he might have wanted to do and couldn't fulfill, couldn't finish off. This is where you come in, to pick up those strings and finish and complete what he might have wanted to do in his life. The community of St. John Chrysostom offers its sympathy, its support, and prayers for the family, relatives, and friends. May his memory be eternal. Amen.
You are the only immortal one, O Creator and Maker of man. We are mortals, and out of the earth we were fashioned, and to the same earth we shall return. As you have said and ordered, O my Maker, dust you are, and to the dust you will return. We all go down to the dust singing, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to you, O Christ, God our hope. Glory to you. May Christ our true God, who has dominion over the living and the dead, have mercy on us and save us through the prayers of his all-pure Mother, of his holy and glorious apostles, who are worthy of all praise, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, and of all the saints. And may he establish in the mansions of the just the soul of his departed servant, Gregory.
Amen.
Grant him rest in the bosom of Abraham.
Amen.
And number him among the saints.
Amen.
For he is good and loves mankind.
Tim, were you able to get that recorded?